The Humboldt Community School District Board of Education adds on 2 high school students as members. As previously reported by KHBT, the school district had discussed the idea of adding 2 students as non-voting members to their board. Superintendent Jim Murray had put out the application process to the high school and put together a committee to select 2 students. Murray tells KHBT that Haley Satterd and Esmeralda Tejeda are the 2 students who will represent the students on the Board of Education because of the ideas they included in their essays.
What we were looking for, it wasn't a grammar or an essay question. It was more, did they have ideas that they thought our high school needed that weren't broad-based and that we thought could get implemented immediately? Haley mentioned in her application the need for drug-free education, and Esmeralda addressed making sure that our English language learners and our Hispanic population providing better service to those students and families.
Haley Satterd is a current sophomore at Humboldt High School and talks about her goals as a student representative on the board.
Well, I'm really excited to be a part of it and this opportunity. I'm happy I can help out my classmates and be a voice for them. There's a lot of things that I think need to be brought to light, and I think I want to start with the school lunches because I know that's a big part of going to school, and for a lot of kids that's their kind of only meal they get. And yeah, just try to keep school safe and protected place for all the kids.
Esmeralda Tejeda is a senior at Humboldt High and talks about her goals as a student representative on the board.
When I first found out, I was really excited. I plan to hopefully make an impact for not just the high school, but all the schools. I hope that I can help all kinds of diversity in the community and help those students that maybe are struggling with their English, and hope that they can get as much help as they need to be most successful.
Both Satterd and Tejeda have officially begun serving their terms on the board. Their term will come to a close in June of 2021. Superintendent Murray says at the end of the school year, the plan will be to put the application process out again and select 2 new students to the board who will start in July.